And this shall be a sign. In the year 1223, the first ever nativity scene, creche, or crib, or stable, was set up in Christendom for the midnight mass in the Italian city of Greccio, and that at the bidding and by the inspiration of St. Francis of Assisi. The first crib was what we would call today a living nativity. There was straw, and there were brought in an ox and an ass and lambs, and there was a manger filled with hay and a statue of the Holy Child placed in it. And all of this St. Francis caused to be set up in the sanctuary of the parish church on the altar side of the rood screen. And the people all came with torches. They didn't have electric back then, so that they could see this wonderful sign. And it was God's will that they should relate to it. You know, things really haven't changed all that much down throughout the centuries. They're trying to change every aspect of our faith and our family life and of society. And we are resisting with all of our might and all of our main. It is an interesting thought to consider that for the 13th century Italian peasant, the life of the Holy Family in Palestine in the first was very, very similar. The poor lived with animals. And now, what a sign. God's Son lives with us and with the beasts as well. A twofold sign, the humbling of God. He humbles himself to become a child in a stable amidst the inevitable squalor, the presence of animals. For St. Francis, this was a model of spiritual perfection. The Son of God, who came out of love for us to die on the cross, chose to be born a weak child and subject to all. But at the same time, as there is all this suffering and squalor and humiliation, there's joy, such immense joy, that St. Francis wanted it that the common people should understand it, and that even the animals should share in it. And once upon a time, he reflected why he's told the brothers, if I ever ran into the emperor, the Holy Roman Emperor, there's one thing I would ask him, and they were all surprised at what he said. I would ask him to decree that on Christmas Day, all of the animals should receive a double ration of food, and the birds in particular, so that all of creation might rejoice that God is born a baby and placed in a manger. Not that much has changed, at least not for us here, in all of those centuries. The same ceremonies enacted with such love and reverence this holy night, the matins sung first, and then the solemn mass, and think of it, the same mass St. Francis served as deacon, and he preached the gospel. The same Mass and the same Missal as we still use today, not because it's old, charming, antique, or particularly rich in its extraordinary form, God forbid. We use it because it is Catholic and the other is not. And imagine the sermon that St. Francis gave. That's the difference. Imagine him in his dalmatic of gold, serving as deacon at the altar. And they say that whenever he said the holy name of Jesus, he bleated in the Italian, Gesù, like a lamb. And all the people caught it, the comparison, the sign that was there. And all of this was just that. It was a sign that nobody could miss. The crib with the straw and the animals set up there on the priest's side of the rood screen. Next to the altar in bright gold and many candles in gleaming white linen. The same child is still with us today, wrapped in the linen swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, albeit of gold. And still this night he comes to be consumed. He's put in the manger, and you will remember that's French for to eat, manger. To eat, an animal feeding trough, the humility of God's Son, the divine plan in all of its simplicity. Et hoc vobis signum, the angel says to the shepherds, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes. Did you ever pause to wonder, what are swaddling clothes? It's not a blanket, nor is it one of those little baby jumpers, diapers, pampers, certainly not. Nothing like that. Swaddling clothes consist of linen bands that were used to wrap up a newborn baby tightly. After the baby was born, he would be first of all washed, and then they would salt the baby in a practical sense to absorb the moisture of the washing before he's all bound up in his swaddling clothes. And the symbolism of salt was thought of as well. And the baby was wrapped up this way to keep him immobile and secure and warm as he was his 9 months in the womb, rather than to be all loose and have his arms and legs flailing about. But this was only done for the royal class and the nobility and the upper classes, the educated folk and so forth, because they were the only ones who could afford to purchase all of that linen. It was just beyond the possibilities of the poor. And so this child, who is born poor and will live and die poor, is born as well a king of royal David's line and in his holy city, Bethlehem. And all of this, St. Francis would say, points to his poverty. He borrows, he shares an animal shelter, a cave. Yes. But at the same time, we are never too far from the paradox, the seeming contradiction. He showed, Francis did once, to the peasants of Greccio, Jesus wrapped in rich, finest linen, and still today, the same way, on the altar linens which hold him and cover him are the swaddling cloths in which Jesus is born, the little frail white host, at every Mass. His birth points as well to his death, because the Jews had the custom to wrap in bands of linen the bodies of the dead for burial. And that time, on Good Friday, it was Joseph of Arimathea who provided the linen bands. They say that it was perhaps Zachary, along with his wife Elizabeth, because they were well-to-do, and he was a priest, that he presented Our Blessed Lady with the swaddling cloths. And they say, too, that sometimes the swaddling cloths for the priestly class were made out of old vestments that the priest had worn. Now they serve no longer there, but instead they were cut into bands. And these old vestments of the priest of the Old Testament swathed the eternal high priest of the New. What was the sign of the swaddling clothes? They pointed out a king to the shepherds. Solomon, King David's son, wrote of entering into this world as any other baby would in his experience, that is to say, being born, being washed, and salted, and wrapped up tight in linen swaddling cloths. Jesus is a king, and the altar is his crib and also his throne. He is humble and he is poor. St. Francis was saying by what he did that night in Greccio 8 centuries ago, poor like you, but look, here he is in the sanctuary with you, Emmanuel, and he is God. And he has given his due this night with all of this beautiful song and chant and careful ceremonial and every candle that is lit to betoken the coming of the light of the world. He is in the sanctuary and on the altar, finally, because he is the priest and he is the victim of the sacrifice. Now, we've done the swaddling cloths. Who were the shepherds of Bethlehem? They were not ordinary shepherds. They were known as the shepherd priests. They raised the lambs for the temple. Bethlehem is about 4 miles from Jerusalem. The lambs that would be sacrificed at Passover and that would be used all year long for a sin offering. Now, the lamb, we read about this on Good Friday at the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified. The lamb had to be perfect, without spot or blemish or broken bones. So these priest shepherds, when one of their lambs was born, would wrap up the newborn lamb, yes, in swaddling clothes, so they would not hurt themselves. And then all wrapped up, they would lay them on the soft straw of a manger. And then a few hours later, when the newborn creature was calmed, he would be unswathed and taken to his mother. So when these priest shepherds, figures of the Christian priesthood, went over as the angel told them to, and they found the cave, and they saw Jesus lying there like a newborn lamb marked for sacrifice and all swathed in linen bandings, they were astonished and they understood immediately the import of the angel's words. That is the Savior. He is our sin sacrifice. He is the innocent Lamb of God, the Messiah, our Passover, destined to die for us. A sign unto you. Be sure the shepherds understood. The poor people of Greccio, torch in hand, crowded the church that midnight for Holy Mass because they understood as well. And they took it all in wordlessly, joyfully. Their faith that night with that living nativity and the Holy Mass both being expressed and strengthened. That is what the Mass, the true Mass, the Holy Mass, does for us. It expresses our faith. And every time we come to Mass, be we ever so distracted or cold, it doesn't matter. Our faith is strengthened. And our faith in this sacrifice is perfectly expressed. Unlike the new, which has nothing at all to do with the Catholic faith or sacrifice or sanctity. The shepherds, too, they saw then their twofold sign, and they understood at one glance, all encompassing, what was going on. Now, what about for us? What are we to think? We're all here this holy night, waiting for the sacred hour of midnight, the intonation of the Gloria. We are not here for some pretty and impressive, but ultimately impractical, living nativity scene. Who would do the cleanup in church, after all? Nor are we here to listen to a sermon, or a lecture, a scripture study class, interesting though it may be, with some moral attached at the end, along with some hymns and some prayers. No, that's not why we Catholics come to church. We are here for the Lamb of God, who is all bound up in linen swaddling cloths and laid upon the altar, sacramentally made present as our sin sacrifice. And then he descends into the manger to be our sustenance, our spiritual food. Remember, a sacrament, what is it? It is a sign instituted by Christ to give grace. And there are precisely seven in number, the sacraments of the new law. As for the shepherds of old, one thing pointed out very clearly, another. Now, talk about a living nativity. I'm here to tell you tonight, it is all here tonight. You have tonight Mary and Joseph. You have the priest shepherds, and you have Jesus, the Lamb, the victim, bound up, wrapped in linen, laid in a manger to be consumed. Now, who does that leave out? Well, what about you? What's your role here this evening? Ah, yours is a double role in this divine drama. You get to be the animals. Now, don't object. St. Ambrose said that, first of all, you are the animals in this living pageant. Sorry, but somebody has to do it. And sometimes, of course, you're loud and lowering, banging about, shuffling or clacking. You're all in your good behavior this evening because it's Christmas, I'm sure. And sometimes you're innocent and you are sinless and you are so utterly, utterly devoted. One sees it in your eyes. But perhaps sometimes those who come in are what we would call today, in that wonderful blanket term, inappropriate, dirty, even predators in our midst, waiting to pounce and to consume. You see it all in the course of a year. But he, the Lord, does not disdain your company. He loves you. He shows himself to you as King and Messiah and Savior and victim and host. He feeds you, thus the manger. But more, when you were born, or later in life, born again, at the font of baptism, he did for you there, by means of Holy Mother Church, what his blessed mother did for him this first blessed Christmas night. And you can read about it in Ezekiel the prophet in the Old Testament. He washes you at your baptism, doesn't he? And then he salts you, pops that bit of salt into your mouth for wisdom. And then he wraps you up in clean white linen cloth, akshipe, he says, vestum candidam. Receive this white garment which mayest thou carry without stain before the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he binds you up tight in it, our Lord does, lest you should stray, flail your arms, lest your little feet should take you where you have no business going, and you would hurt yourself. And thus does our Lord take at baptism an ox or an ass or a lamb, and he makes you his child, his brother or sister. He makes you to share in his priesthood. He makes you his king and his prophet. This, most of all, is your sign this Christmas. You are, at Christ's Mass, the real thing. And this is a living nativity in which you live and die in Christ and live forever. But for now, the sign, a child clothed in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Blessed Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.